Think you can find your way back from here? Good. And thank you for everything, Arthur. If it wasn't for you, we would never have gotten the crystal egg. Who would have thought a nobleman like you would be a master thief? Yes. I'll be sure to tell Nell you said goodbye. Take care and good luck.
Come on. Come on! You think a flint and steel would make creating a fire easy, but no.
Just keep calm now. You'll get it.
How can I be calm, Nessa? I missed early breakfast. It's almost noon. I need my bacon. Aren't you hungry? How can you just sit there and read on an empty stomach?
It's my spell book. I have to read it.
Ugh, it's hopeless. Halflings can't go a whole day without a meal. Gods, I'm gonna starve to death and you're just reading.
Iliafira. That's why I have to read it.
Yes! Finally! Thank you, Nessa. I knew there was a reason I loved you.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Kara. So, were you able to lead Arthur back home?
Yes. That man knows his way around a city, but put him in the wilderness? And he might as well be a child when it comes to navigating. Also, he made sure to ask me to say goodbye on his behalf to you, Nell.
Aw, sad to see him go. Wish I could have gotten another kiss.
What?
What?
Yeah, didn't I tell you?
No!
No!
Well, it was during the heist. I climbed up to get the egg, and we were eye level, and it just happened. And then a vase fell. Ruined the moment.
What vase? Wait a minute. It was your fault we got caught.
Oh, boy. Can you smell that bacon? Better go get your love so they can enjoy it with us.
Fine. Where are they?
Ranger's down by the creek meditating. It's been so long since our friend has been in the forest, and they've missed it.
I'll go get them. Be back in a moment.
Kara, there was something I wanted to tell you regarding Ranger.
What is it?
It's, actually, it's about both of you. I was able to get some scrolls that will help me enchant your weapons. Should help us in the upcoming battle. Just thought I would let you know.
That's wonderful, Nessa. I'll let Ranger know.
Yeah. Great.
Are you sighing because you know I'm getting the most bacon?
Hey, Ranger. How goes the meditating? Good. I'm glad. Is it fine if I sit down next to you and put my arm around you? So, how was your morning? I'm just thinking, huh? What about? Our first meeting.
Okay, I think this is the place. The Jolly Chandelier Inn? Who comes up with these names? And gives it character, all right. So, is this where we can find the orc warrior you heard about? Half-orc. Is there honestly a difference?
What's so special about him? Sounds just like any other soldier turned sellsword. Our quest is quite dangerous. Are you sure this is the type of person we need? Well, you sound like you almost admired him. But don't worry. If he gets out of line, I'll be there to protect you. Like always. I do not care how good with the bow you think you are. I still remember when you could barely even draw that bow. Besides, who is the wizard here? One enchantment spell and he will be out. Why do you laugh every time I say he? He's a... she. Wait, I know you. Please tell me you're not trying to recruit her because she's your type. Don't roll your eyes at me. You're right, though. We do need a warrior to help even the odds. Tell me what else you know about her and lead the way. I'll do the talking. Like always.
Yes? How may I help you?
Are you Lieutenant Karina Woods?
Call me that again, and we are going to have more than words, elf.
But you are her, right? Orc soldier of the former King of the Marshlands. Only survivor of the Golden Valley Charge.
Yes, that's me. My former rank and the surname they gave me are no longer valid. And no one calls me Karina. Call me Kara.
Well, okay, Kara. My name is Nessa, daughter of Meryn Sunstar, and this is Ranger. Me and my friend have tracked you down to recruit you for a quest. Now, I assure you, this is not a standard quest. A lot of lives are at stake.
Wait. You in the hood. Your name is Ranger? Like, seriously? Your mom named you that?
Ranger was a foundling, left on the doorstep of a range of the Green Seekers. They grew up with a clan.
So what? You just call yourself Ranger? I really hope you introduce yourself as the Ranger. And what are you? His elven lover?
If you must know, we have known each other since the Ranger was adolescent. The Ranger's clan were friendly with my father and would help a high elven kingdom. Now, if you're satisfied, let's get back to business, Orc.
Half Orc. There's a big difference between the two. Fine. Now tell me. What use do you have with this failed drunken soldier? I'm just a glorified bouncer now.
Our quest will lead us across the lands, to many treacherous places. And we need your skills as a warrior.
And what does this quest entail? So, your friend does speak. Good. I'm afraid, though, I didn't hear you correctly. Really? Interesting. I've never been asked to help save the world before. A princess and a ranger coming to ask the brutish half-orc to help fight off some dragon. Sounds like a story for children.
First off, I'm not a princess. Second off, there's a dragon. It's a long story.
And then before you tell it, let's get some drinks. You two like mead?
The only alcohol I drink is wine.
And what about you, Ranger? I'm not afraid of a little drink, are you? Good. Three more meads, please, waitress.
I said I didn't want one.
One for the Ranger and two for me. Now tell me about this quest. Cheers.
Okay. So it all started 500 years ago, when a dragon gained the power from a warlock.
I've had way too much to drink already. I can barely focus on what she's saying. I didn't think I would get a history lesson. It's a lot of go here, get this, complete this trial, defeat that monster. She's talking about some egg. Ugh, there's a witch now? All this weird magic shit is kind of dumbfounding. I just want to be able to slice things with my sword. I really do miss fighting. Maybe I should take the job. Work towards an earlier retirement of drinking myself to death. This ranger is interesting, though. Nice short sword. Nice bow. Would love to test their skills. Is she still going?
And then, with Witch's Talisman, we can perform the ritual I mentioned, and it will put us in the right direction. Did you get that?
Yes. Every word. What's the pay?
I'm sorry.
The pay? The amount of gold?
Oh, well, the pay is negotiable. This quest could last a couple of years, and you'll be in peril the whole time.
2,000 gold pieces.
2,000?
Yes, and not a piece less. Also pay my tab.
Sure. 2,000, it's a deal.
All right, then. I'm gonna finish this mead and head to bed. I'll meet you at the stables by noon.
See you then. You're right. I don't think she was paying attention at all. She missed the part about the dragon horde. Well, your augur's a shrew, but if she's half as good as you make her out to be, then things should run smoothly.
Damn it. Those bastard goblins broke my sword. Okay, you were right. Killing their chief may have been a bad idea.
You think? Get back, you two. I'll block the path with an ice wall.
Got the chest loaded. Let's get out of here before they break the wall down.
I get that she's skilled, but she's dangerous. Her actions almost got you killed. I wouldn't forgive myself if you got hurt. I know you've been yearning for an adventure like this since you were young, but this is not stopping an owlbear rampage. This is life or death. I'm not trying to baby you. Look, I'm sorry. You're too important to me. I lost my brother. I'm not going to lose you too. I'll look over the map we got. Just go get some rest.
No, no, stop. I'll slaughter you. There's no honor in death. God's sake. Retreat. What are you doing in my tent? Ranger, I'm sorry. Thank you for checking on me. I'll be fine. You should get some rest. We had a busy day today. No, it's fine. It's just a nightmare. I get them every now and then. I'll be fine, really. I'll see you in the morning. course, my volume 3, Green with Envy. A little romance before I try to sleep again should help. Ranger, you're back. No, seriously, I'll be fine. Yes, of course I remember your new sword. How could I forget? I was so jealous because the steel was unlike anything I've ever seen. I think Nessa said it was made with iron that came from a falling star. A meteor, right? Wait. You want me to have it? You found it and won it in battle. You deserve it. Really? We're only a day's ride from town. I can purchase another sword. If you won't take no for an answer, then fine. I'll take it. It's beautiful. I appreciate this. Thank you very much. Nobody has ever gifted me a weapon like this before. It's almost romantic. Yes, Ranger, orcs do smile. My mother has the most infectious smile I've seen. Trust me, Ranger. You don't want to know about my parents. Now get some sleep. Because tomorrow, we need to get your halfling thief. And I need all the rest I can get if I expect to keep my temperament around a halfling. I think the day I met Nell, I almost quit the party without my payment. But now look at us. Nessa's become like a sister to me. You aren't as stoic as you used to be. Plus, you stop hiding this pretty face behind your hood all the time. Nell is less of a brat. And I've become less of a bitch. And less of a drunk. And less violent. And less depressed. Gods, I was a mess. But it's thanks to this party. No, family. That even in the darkest of times, we strive to be better. I just want you to know that without you, I would never have given myself a chance to become a better person. And I haven't had a single nightmare since the day I fell in love with you. And I love you too. Now come on, let's go get breakfast.